Good evening. I'm Joe Riley, president of KWBU. On Tuesday, October 9th, KWBU partnered with the Waco chapter of the League of Women Voters for candidate forums between the two candidates vying for Precinct 2 seat on the McLennan County Commissioner's Court and the Texas House District 56 seat. This evening, we will broadcast the portion of the forum from McLennan County Precinct 2 of the County Commissioner's Court. Candidates are Patricia Pat Chisholm Miller and Donis D.L. Wilson. This program will also be on the KWBU website at the conclusion of this broadcast. Moderating the event was Stephen Orr, member of the Waco chapter of the League of Women Voters. The forum was recorded live October 9th in the Mayborn Museum SBC Theater.
The candidates will speak in the order they appear on the ballot. Each candidate will again have 2 minutes to make an opening remark. So our first speaker to make opening remarks will be Donis D.L. Wilson. Mr. Wilson.
Well, thank you all for having us. This is a great building. I've been in here a few times, but it's nice to see everybody come out, like Catherine said about the bad weather. So glad to have you here. Well, I'm Donis Wilson, but I've gone by D.L. probably all my life because I've been called Doris and Donis and other things like that. So, but Doris is not a bad name because it's Doris Miller. So I'm glad to have that part called to me. But we're here tonight to talk about McLennan County Commissioner Precinct 2. I'm here tonight to tell you that I want to unite this precinct. It's been divided for about 35 years it's been divided. And I'm here to reunite this district. I want to make sure that we're all together and we get everything done together and we can work together. I work for the Texas Department of Transportation as a surveyor, road and bridge surveying, so I know about road and bridges and building bridges. Then I went to work for the Texas Highway Patrol. I've worked in about 8 counties across the state of Texas. So we're proud to be here. We're going to make a big difference. I am a Republican, but I'm going to work for the independents, the Democrats, and anybody else. This is not about a Washington issue here. This is about who can get the job done and bring everybody together in this precinct and make it a happy place for all of our families to live. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we'll hear from Ms. Chisholm Miller.
Good evening. I'm Patricia Chisholm Miller. I'm the Democratic candidate for County Commissioner for Precinct 2. I'd like to thank the League of Women Voters for putting this forum together and thank all of the sponsors and all of the partners. County Commissioners build the roads and bridges in the unincorporated areas. Precinct 2 covers eastern rural McLennan County. We have 211 miles of road. We have 34 bridges. We have 17 employees, including myself. We have the most diverse employees, road and bridge department in McLennan County. For the past over 22 years, I have been responsible for administering the operating budget, which this year is $2.9 million. For over the past 22 years, I have been responsible for monitoring the construction and road and bridge projects. County commissioners also set economic policy for McLennan County. We establish all of the budgets for the county departments, and we select and set the level of funding for outside agencies. And for over 22 years, I have been experienced, educated, and trained in the adoption of the annual budget, its implementation. For the past 22 years, I have had education and training in county administration, county leadership, and county programs and policies. I am the most qualified candidate running in this race, and I would appreciate your vote on November 6.
Thank you. Like last time, we will alternate speakers for the questions, which means that we will start with Patricia Chisholm. You know, I'm going to call you guys by your first name. It's too hard to do them all, but last name. Okay. So we'll start with you, Patricia, if that's okay.
Pat.
Okay, good. Thanks. So the first question is going to go to Pat. She'll have 1 minute to answer, and that will be the same all the way through, just like with District 56. What are your qualifications and credentials for the position of County Commissioner Precinct 2?
Well, for the past over the past 22 years, and I say that all of my material has 22 years, but in July of this year, I hit my 23rd anniversary. But I got to say 22 because that's what you all are reading on my literature, and I don't want y'all to think I got that year wrong. But Over the past 22 years, I have worked in the current County Commissioner's office under current County Commissioner Lester Gibson. I am the most qualified candidate running for this position because, as I have said, I have 22 years of administering the county budget. I have 22 years of administering our road and bridge budget. I have 22 years of monitoring our construction road and bridge projects, and I have over 22 years of education and experience in county policies, county legislation, and county programs.
Thank you. Now, DL, the same question. What are your qualifications and credentials for the position of County Commissioner Precinct 2?
Sure. Well, I've got about 33 years in public service with the great state of Texas. And guess what? It's all here in McLennan County. I was born here and I was raised here and I grew up in Precinct 2 all my life. I've driven on the roads for the last 28 years in McLennan County, Precinct 2. I've patrolled every road in McLennan County. We have the worst roads in McLennan County in Precinct 2. It's not a pride thing to say to anybody that I've monitored the development and building these roads for 22 years when they're the most sickness roads in McLennan County. I know how to deal with budgets. It's the Texas Highway Patrol and TxDOT. I had a budget that I had to deal with. I made sure I had employees under me and I took care of business. So I have integrity and I have leadership. We have a lack of leadership in Precinct 2 right now, and it's been going on for just long enough, and we need to change that. Thank you.
Thank you, DL. And now we reverse, and the first question will go to DL. What is your vision for Precinct 2, and what immediate needs or changes do you see needed in Precinct 2?
Thank you. Training. We have to get folks in there on the road and bridge part of it to have training and learn what we're going to do, new ways to take care of the roadways. County Commissioner's job is budgeting and setting policies for the county, but your second number one hat to wear is maintenance and road bridge repairing and maintenance on the county roads. That's what we need to do. This precinct's been divided for a long time now. Last budget, we had $438,000 turned back in. Hopefully she can tell us why they turned back in that kind of money. That could have went a long way on repairing roadways. We need to get out there, get our people trained, get the equipment we need, get the equipment repaired. I talk to probably 15 to 20 times a week employees at Precinct 2, and they tell me the horror stories they have to live with. So they need somebody with integrity and honesty to get out there and get the job done. Thank you.
Thank you, DL. And Pat, the same question. What is your vision for Precinct 2, and what immediate needs or changes do you see in Precinct 2?
Precinct 2 is the only diverse precinct in McLennan County. And as such, its concerns and its issues are diverse. And I'm talking about demographics and class. On the road and bridge side, we've done a study where we studied the soil. And one of the first things I would do as county commissioner are to put the findings of the Langerman-Foster study to use when they say that there's a stabilization process that we have not ever used that we need to look at scientifically. On the urban side, I would say that I have a vision that we need to continue the economic advancement of Precinct 2. When I started, we were at approximately $52 million aggregate household income for 76704. Today we're at $92 million for 76704. And the aggregate income varies across the precincts in Precinct 2. They are getting better, but we could do better. We're still lower than any of the other precincts.
Thank you, Pat. And now reversing, Pat, you will answer first. How are you going to ensure that all the zip code areas in your precinct get equal time and attention?
Well, over the last 22 years, I have worked with the communities in Precinct 2. And if anyone is honest and in dealing with me, you know I've given my best and I have done a good job. And they have been satisfied with me. And as a note, we have not finalized our budget for 2018, so we don't know how much money we've turned in because I'm still paying bills. But I can promise this to the constituents of Precinct 2, and that is the quality of work that I have done will be what I will continue, but not as a worker, but as your county commissioner, taking in the experience, the education, and training that I've acquired over 22 years.
Thank you. DL, the same question. How are you going to ensure that all the zip code areas in your precinct get equal time and attention?
Well, that goes back to being united. We haven't been united in over 30 years. People will pound the table and say, this is a Democratic spot. We need to keep it a Democratic spot. But I've had the current commissioner tell me face to face, I'm not going to fix that road. They don't vote for me. That's horrendous. We're all in this together. I worked hand in hand. I grew up with a single mom. I grew up in Mart. Black, white, Hispanic would come spend the night with me. Diversity. I was poor until I was about 29 years old. So don't tell me about diversity, because I'm out there and I'm going to work with everybody in this precinct. And I'll just add while I got a little time. We got interlocal agreements. I go to the commissioner's court. I've been there all year this year. Commissioner hasn't been there twice in our area. We don't have any local agreements with Riesel, Mart, Hallsburg. Every time I go, there's an interlocal agreement with other cities that are filed by the other commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you, DL. All right, and we'll reverse, and I'm promising you, these came from you guys. DL, you'll answer first. Yes, what is your intent with respect to interlocal agreements to meet the needs of communities like Riesel or Mart?
I think they're listening to it. Well, the interlocal agreements mean a lot to me. I've talked to Hallsburg, you know, they're getting no call the office. They leave messages and they're not getting called back. Riesel has been trying for 3 months to get an interlocal agreement, probably 4 months, for getting an interlocal agreement for tree trimming. They pay in about $320,000 a year on county taxes and they don't get anything in return. They've got their own police department. They got their own school. They asked for just a little bit of help. The mayor had to go out and buy his own, pay for his own tree trimming, because the county come up with this astronomic number that was going to be $80,000 to tree trims in Riesel, Texas. Well, I need to become a tree trimmer if that's what the cost is going to be. So we have to help the interlocal agreements with the cities. Axtell's not incorporated. Mart is. Lacey Lakeview is. Bell Mead is. But they don't ask for the help. But Hallsburg, Riesel, and Mart need our help as taxpayers of McLennan County.
Thank you, DL. And Pat, the same question. What is your intent with respect to interlocal agreements to meet the needs of communities like Riesel or Mart?
Well, sometimes someone can say something and it can sound really good, but that doesn't make it true. When it comes to interlocal agreements, our office has always worked with those cities that contact us. We've worked in the past with the city of Mart, and we have several interlocal agreements that we've done in the past. If the cities approach us and they need help and they want assistance, we work with them, and we've executed multiple interlocal agreements over my past 23 years. We are in the process of an interlocal agreement with the city of Riesel, and because it started out at $41,000, and we decided that we needed to look at that figure and how can we legally bring it down to where the city of Riesel could afford it. And now we are there, and we've given a draft to the city.
Thank you, Pat. Now for the next question, Pat will answer first. Sorry. What are you going to do for the rural county roads?
Okay. Well, as I said earlier, this year we did a study with Langerman Foster, and Langerman and Foster is an engineering firm that the county has partnered with on several contracts. And so we have an extensive history with their work, and they have a great reputation with McLennan County. They did a study for us where we took Battle Lake Road as a sample road, and we needed to know what is causing the waviness in the road. And if any of you all were at the city council meeting when the residents from Axtell spoke, they spoke about the waviness in the road and that it's not maintenance, it's something with the base. And so going into January 1st, What I would do is take that study and apply it to a small road to see if the findings in that engineering study are correct. And if they are, then we'll move forward with repairing more roads in Precinct 2. There is a problem, but like a wise man told me, if you don't have science, then you just have opinions.
Thank you, Pat. So DL, here's the question again. What are you going to do for the rural county roads?
Well, let me correct her. It's Axtell. It's not Axtell that was talking to the commissioner at the city. It was Mark, not Axtell, about Battle Lake Road.
That's
guess what? No, you said Axtell, but it's okay.
I'm talking about the landfill.
No, you were talking about
the Battle Lake Road. I said when they went to the city
of Waco. Okay. All right. Back on topic.
Thank you. Well, anyway, guess what? The same study was done in West, and West has the same soil as Precinct 2. No. Go right around Precinct 3 and tell me how good the roads are. They're in excellent shape because they take care of business there, and they have for the last 20 years. So it all comes back to leadership and staff and getting things done right. You know, we know that's a poor road. That road was designed back in the 20s, but it's been piled on and piled on and piled on by workers at Precinct 2, and that's why the road's so poor. I looked at the study. I read the study. That's what I did with TxDOT. I know those things. I know how to build roads and bridges. And that's what's going to make me a good candidate for Precinct 2. Thank you.
Thank you, DL. All right, so DL, you'll have the question first. What effort are you going to put forth for all of your constituents, both rural and city?
Thank you. It's an exciting time right now, the way the Brazos River development is happening, but we don't want to get our people and our great folks in East Waco, it's a jewel, and we don't want to run them out of there. But what's going to happen is I want to help with the health clinics over there. The city puts in a lot of money to the health clinics. McLennan County doesn't do enough of that. I want to help with transportation. We have you know, you can work hand in hand with the city of Waco. Now they're finally getting on board where they want to work with McLennan County. So that's very important to me. Education, getting jobs for everybody in the low income areas of McLennan County, not just East Waco and North Waco, but there's a lot of low incomes in Mart, Riesel, Hallsburg. We can't forget about everybody. But I want to work hand in hand into that, and I want to work with TSTC and get into the high schools and get programs where people can come, chefs, electricians. We're sitting on a gold mine at TSTC, and we need to use that tremendously. Thank you.
Thank you, DL. Pat, here it is again. What effort are you going to put forth for all your constituents, both rural and city?
Okay. For the rural areas, again, we're going to use the science to address the problem with the roads, and based on the study that Langham and Foster did for Precinct 2, we're gonna look at that. Also, there's an economic development tool that small rural cities can use where they can stave off their sales tax, and instead of sending it to the county, they can develop an economic development fund and put that sales tax back into their city fund. And they can use that for economic development tools. I think in the urban areas, I've spoken to people in South Waco and in North Waco, and we need to look at creating TIF zones in other areas outside of East Waco. I think that we did the Elm Corridor, and I think the Elm Corridor in East Waco is growing. It needs more, but we also need to mirror those TIF initiatives into North Waco and into South Waco.
Thank you. Well, this question will go to Pat first. What do you consider the biggest issues for your precinct?
I would say it's economic development, and I say that for the rural cities and also for the urban areas. I would say we need to really look at, from a court perspective, wages and salaries, quality salaries. Here in McLennan County, we're bringing in a lot of companies, we're bringing in a lot of tourism, but if we bring in activities and our own citizens can't participate in it, then we really haven't done a full job. So I would say economic development, quality jobs and wages. I would say minority small business ownership initiatives. But if we raise up the wages in our neighbors and in our communities, then I think we'll see greater things to come.
Thank you. And DL, here's the question again. What do you consider the biggest issues for your precinct?
Well, one of the biggest ones is the division. It's been, you know, divided for about 30 years now. So we got to get that fixed. We can't just beat the table and say it's Democrat or Republican. We have to be there for each other and be a great big part. Second thing is the roads. Oh my God, the roads. You can look at the studies, science. It's not science, it's engineering. We have to get the roads fixed. And they've been neglected for 28 years, and that's one of the reasons they're so in such poor shape. If you're neglected, I couldn't neglect my car for 10 years or 15 years without expecting something to go wrong with it. So we have to get that fixed. Water sources. County Commissioner, you're a steward of rural water services. We've got some poor water systems going on and arsenic in our water. We have to look into that. And that's what a county commissioner do. It's not just all about the city of Waco. We have to, it's county commissioner. You got to remember that it's not city council, it's county commissioner. So you have to look out for all your folks in the city and out in the rural areas. Thank you.
Thank you, DL. So as before, each candidate will now have 2 minutes to make their closing remarks. Candidates, let me remind you, you may want to address some of the issues that have come up during the questions. And as before, we will reverse the order, which means that the first person making closing remarks will be Patricia Chisholm Miller. Pat, when you're ready.
Okay. Well, again, I'm Patricia Chisholm Miller, and I'm the Democrat running for County Commissioner of Precinct 2. As we've talked over this 30 minutes, I keep hearing division. But when I went out to Beaver Lake, the residents came to me when they had the water issue and we had to get FEMA out there. We weren't divided. We came together as a community and we worked through a problem. When I go out to Mart, when I go out to Riesel, when I go out to Axel and we do the cleanup. So I don't know the division that he's talking about because it hasn't been made apparent to me. Anytime anyone ever runs for county commissioner, the roles are the worst things. In 2 years, when they run for Precinct 3 and Precinct 1, it's going to be the worst things. That's what the opponent will say. But there are challenges, and we work through them. But Precinct 2 does not have the worst roads in McLennan County. We have a crew of 16 men who are qualified, hardworking, and they give their best. And that is why we're the only precinct to finish all of our off-system bridge projects out of all of the four precincts in McLennan County. Like I said, I've got 22 years of working in the county commissioner's office. We build roads and bridges. We set the budget. We select outside agencies. And we set economic policy. And I'm the only candidate on the ballot with any experience in any of that. And not only do I have experience, I have over 22 years.
Thank you, Pat. And now, Donis D.L. Wilson will present his closing remarks.
Thank you. I want to thank my wife's here with me tonight and a bunch of friends. I'm glad she came out with me tonight because she's a big part of this for me. I left my state job with Texas High Patrol early to try to do this, because I had hundreds and hundreds of residents come to me and ask me to run for county commissioner. That's very humbling. You know, we got to have a change. We can't just keep going on. We can't keep going on the same way we've been going on. And the roads are the worst in McLennan County. If you don't think so, you don't live in Precinct 2, come get my pickup with me and I'll take you down the road. You're going to have to wear a mouthpiece, but we're going to find out how rough and nasty the roads are. And that's the number two hat that you wear as a county commissioner. And it's very important that we look into that. And we have to get that fixed. That should be your number one goal. There's about 200 and so miles in Precinct 2. Most of the other precincts have 400 plus miles. But their roads are a lot better than ours. When you have employees that come to me on a weekly basis and talk to me about the horrors that are going on in Precinct 2, You know, we have thefts that are happening at the yard. Texas Rangers are investigating that. I can't have taxpayers' money just be going on like that. So it's very important that we get that resolved. That's taxpayers' money. We have to make sure we have educated training to our employees. We have to have that. And we can get the job done. And that's why I need your vote. And we can unite this district, get the meanness out of it, and we can all work together. East Waco, North Waco, Hallsburg, Mart, Riesel, Hallsburg, Lincoln City, and we can all work together. That's what I'm here for. I've got 33 years of state service. So I've worked for the state of Texas for a long time. And I plan on continuing my state service with McLennan County. Thank you.
You've been listening to special programming on KWBU, the candidate forum between Patricia Pat Chisholm Miller and Donis D.L. Wilson. This forum was recorded Tuesday, October 9th. KWBU, in partnership with the League of Women Voters, is happy to give you this opportunity to be a more informed citizen, and we encourage you to vote. Thank you.